Sometimes, as you know, we write poems in which we, all writers write poems in which they mention other writers, great writers, hoping that the glory due them will accrue to the author. And so I've written a poem titled Spencer, Chaucer, Dryden, Johnson, Browning, Tennyson, Dickens, Hardy, and Kipling. Those nine, with many others, are buried in what's called Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey in London. Shakespeare's not there. And the poem makes very brief reference to Madame Tussauds, the wax museum in London. Spencer, Chaucer, Dryden, Johnson, Browning, Tennyson, Dickens, Hardy, and Kipling. Ladies and gentlemen, the English language holds in the hearts of each of you a place. Where the poets lie buried in a musty community, here is that place. Think not of Shakespeare. He's off by himself. That's what he gets for a girl at court and a wife in the suburbs. And talking so common. He had to go home. London's no bargain for those who remain. Oh, well, it's still no bargain for those who remain. We came in the rain and left it to rain. Madame's wax face is perfect, and the Commonwealth compounding ruin. Don't anybody bury Whitman and Williams, and seven is American in one lonely in one stony corner, and the rest of us neither. Death is no anthology or a cough in the audience. We all know how many times a critic reads a book. Less than once. So if we have to be buried alive, let those who always know better look for us one at a time in the ground gone over.